In order to curb the spread of COVID-19, Wisconsin colleges and universities have changed how they operate. One big change this year, no spring break. UW-Milwaukee students and staff did get spring break, but many other campuses, UW-Madison, UW-Eau Claire, UW-La Crosse, as well as Marquette, chose to cancel. Some schools offset the loss with a few days spread out across the calendar. Our next guest spoke to many college students about what this has meant for them. Many are experiencing burnout. Some have lost needed income that they normally get from working jobs over the break. And we want to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. Are you a college student and didn't get a spring break? What did you do? Do you think your school made the right decision? Give us a call. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at CentralTimeWPR. We have with us Davy Shastri, the statewide higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is part of the USA Today network. Davy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Molly.
Glad to speak with you. So give us the lay of the land. How many schools canceled spring break this year?
Yeah, that's a good question. And actually, for this story, I didn't get a comprehensive list, but it definitely seems like a good number of them if we were to just look at the UW system. I wouldn't say it was the majority, though. And a lot of schools did what they normally do and had spring break, but it really depended on kind of the local situation there. So Madison was the big one that canceled, UW-Eau Claire, UW-La Crosse, and then we saw some private schools like Marquette also make that decision to cancel the break.
And what were administrators' chief concerns in taking this action?
I think the biggest concern, and it's definitely a reasonable one, was that students during spring break usually travel, a lot of students travel, and it's known to be, you know, the break where you go and hang out on the beach and spend some time just relaxing and getting some rest. And the fear was that if students were to do that during the COVID pandemic, that they would bring COVID back to campus.
Right. Florida seeing large numbers of variant cases right now. So you spoke with a number of students for your story. And how did this go over?
So, yeah, I talked to a lot of students and also just got a lot of reaction from social media. And the general sense was, you know, a lot of people understood, a lot of students understood why realistically this decision was made to curb the spread of COVID. But the reality turned out to be that a lot of students are facing just massive amounts of burnout throughout this school year. And they were at the point where they were like 9 or 10 weeks into the school year when I was writing this story and realizing, you know, it feels like there's no end in sight. It feels like you just got to keep staring at your computer screen and getting through your classes without that break. So a lot of people were really exhausted.
Yeah. Do we know how faculty responded? Did you see faculty members taking a break on their students, trying to accommodate them?
It depends on the faculty member. And that was another thing that I learned while reporting this story, is that at the end of the day, you know, the university can say, hey, we're going to give you a couple of days off here and there, but it's the faculty's, you know, ultimate control of what they want to do with their class schedule. And a lot of them, you know, do have to meet a certain number of, you know, class hours and cover a certain amount of material that, you know, some of them decided that they wouldn't be able to build in the break. Maybe there wasn't class on, you know, UW-Madison students got a Friday, a Saturday, and then another Saturday at one point throughout the semester off. But a lot of students said they still had assignments due. And so it really varied from professor to professor. I also talked to one professor who gave students 2 weeks off for midterms. And they were, you know, working on their projects and able to communicate with that professor, but there was no formal class during that time. So it really depends.
Well, let's bring on one of the students you spoke with. We have with us Joni Kierzik. She's a sophomore studying neurobiology and psychology at UW-Madison. Welcome to Central Time, Joni.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So tell us what your reaction was. You know, you're a student at Madison. When you learned there was no break in sight for you.
I was pretty surprised. They ended up canceling our spring break in September, and students never got a formal email about it. We found out through one of the news networks, actually.
And how did you feel when you heard that news?
I was very disappointed. I know myself and a lot of other students, it would be using the spring break to catch up and to study and to at least relax and have a day off, because it's really hard to do that while you're in classes. And so it was just very upsetting.
Do you think, based on your friends, do you think the concerns were real that the administration had, that students would be going home to their families or traveling maybe somewhere warmer and inadvertently helping to spread COVID? Do you think that's a real concern?
Yes, I understand the concern. However, because all of or a majority of our classes have been online, it gives students the opportunity to still travel, and they can do classes or something else in a different location, such as Florida or Boston, and they can still travel because of the online classes.
Right. What has this meant for you, having to continue the slog?
It's been a rough time, definitely. I struggle personally with depression, anxiety, and this semester plus COVID has made it a lot worse. And then on top of that, I have become the primary caregiver for my little sister, Madison. She has spina bifida. And so I've been helping her with school and her personal care needs, along with doing my own full-time schooling.
And she also remotely?
Yes, she is.
So you're handling your course load as well as helping your sister with hers?
Yes.
So what would you like to see the administration do?
I would just like to see them. I think a main thing is that all of our students' mental health have really been impacted by COVID and online classes and additional outside stressing factors. And I think something that UW-Madison should do would to expand their mental health programs at UHS, which is our health services. They are very understaffed with therapists, and it's a long wait to actually get in and see a therapist or a doctor to help with the symptoms of depression and anxiety right now.
So they're telling you just hang on, just wait for an appointment to become available?
Yes. When I tried to go through UHS to receive therapy, I would be on a wait list for at least 2 months.
Wow. What's able to help you until then?
I've been doing a lot of bullet journaling, which is one of my hobbies. It's kind of like make your own planner, and that's relaxing for me, and it feels productive along with being artistic. I also like spending a lot of time with Maddie. When we're home, we like to do puzzles together, and we'll watch TV together and play board games, and I do have fun with her, and I do enjoy hanging out with her.
Well, Joni, best of luck for you in the finishing out this semester, and thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting me be here.
Well, Davey, back to you. we heard Joni's story of, you know, not just a student, but also a caregiver, also taking care of others in her family who are navigating online school. How common is Joni's story?
Yeah, you know, talking to Joni was really eye-opening for me when I was reporting this story. And I talked to a lot of other students who maybe are not in her exact position, but have other demands on their time that, you know, beyond just being in school. A lot of students are, you know, not only taking care of themselves, but maybe they're working, you know, to pay their way through school. Earlier in the pandemic, I did a story about how the pandemic was impacting college students' mental health. And at that time, I talked to a student at UW-Milwaukee who is, you know, working to keep his family, you know, housed and to help pay the bills. And, you know, a lot of these students are, you know, worried about more than just getting A's in class and are, you know, very impacted by this lack of a break as well.
Yes. We're speaking with Davey Shastri, the statewide higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's reported on several schools around the state opting to cancel spring break this year, and we'd love to hear from you, 1-800-642-1234. If you're a college student, how did your school handle break? Did you agree? How'd you handle it? 1-800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, email us at ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Stay with us. You're on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stenz. Right now, we're talking with Davey Shastri. She's a higher education reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she reported on many colleges around the state opting to cancel spring break this year. Did that happen to you? 1-800-642-1234. We would love to hear from you. Well, Davey, you've spoke to several students who talked about all of these additional burdens that spring break, you know, maybe some people think students are just going to Daytona, Mexico, right? They're just gonna let loose. But your story really paints another picture. It describes all of these additional responsibilities that many college students have. What have university administrators said in response to these concerns?
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest takeaways and kind of eye-opening moments for me, is that talking to these students, that's exactly what they were saying, that, you know, this raises a question about who we think of as the traditional college student and who we think of, what we think those students are doing during break. And, you know, administrators acknowledge that. And in my story, you know, they were willing to say that, like, they see that this lack of a break is just like everything else in the pandemic, is disproportionately impacting people who do have less privilege. And, you know, it was kind of interesting to see everybody watch that maybe unexpected consequence play out in real time when it came to these students.
And I understand that UW-Madison has implemented a pass-fail grading scheme this year.
Yeah.
What will that mean for students' GPAs?
Yeah, it seems like it's a relief for students if they opt for, you know, the pass-fail option, which, you know, it has to be for an eligible class, you know, it won't factor into their GPA, and that might be able to help them if they are struggling through a particular class. So that seems like it was a big relief for a lot of students to have that option.
Well, we've got another student on the line ready to share her perspective. Kashish Jain is a junior studying economics and public policy at UW-Madison. Welcome, Kashish.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
Thanks for joining us today. What was your experience with spring break?
Yeah, so I know that they gave us that beautiful one Friday off for spring break, which was not great. It was just one Friday off, and I actually had class on that day anyway. So I did not actually get that day off. I mean, it was definitely frustrating. I know people think that, I know that they must have done it out of good intentions because they wanted people not to travel during a pandemic. And I get that, but unfortunately, I don't think we can really control the actions of students because, I mean, I saw people going to Florida, like everyone I knew was in Florida anyway, because they had online classes. So there is really no restrictions there. So I think instead of just punishing the students that like weren't following guidelines, they ended up hurting everyone because no one got a break and no one got time to, you know, take a breath for their mental health, basically.
Yeah. And we have another caller joining us. We have Kalea in Madison calling in, and I understand you're a grad student.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a graduate student at the School of Education, and I was just listening in and wanted to comment that it seems like a lot of the decisions that have been made around COVID and around reopening have been directed toward undergrads. But even as a grad student, we've been affected, and I've been in my program for 4 years now, and I've never seen spring break as like a pause or a break, but more like an opportunity to catch up on everything. So that was really tricky this semester.
So what did it mean for you not having that break?
Oh, man, I just like woke up and it was 2 weeks away from the end of the semester. So suddenly drafts for finals are due. We're going to be having presentations soon. And so the semester really snuck up on me. And I just kind of looked at my planner, my calendar, and looked at all of the class specific things, but also all of my projects that I'm working on, and kind of had a mini freak out and started doing some damage control, basically sending emails to professors and colleagues, just trying to figure out what was possible with the like hours that I had prior to deadlines.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you in your semester and getting to the finish line. Thank you so much for calling in today. Let's go next to Chris in Green Bay joining us. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello. Hi. I'm a teacher of 35 years, and I agree. Spring break is something mentally that you need, as well as physically. But I think it's that mental break to kind of reorganize your file cabinet in your brain, kind of see what you have to, as people are saying, catch up on. But also just a little bit of a diversion, because it's just so taxing as far as I don't care if you're in elementary, if you're in middle, high school, college. It's really a grind. And so I cannot believe it. I think the people that make those decisions take time off themselves. You know, they have a day here, a day there. But as a student, that's really hard to do. You can't do that. So I don't think that should ever be an option to take something like that away.
Yes. Thank you, Chris, for sharing your thoughts, not just students, staff, faculty. Everyone is feeling this. Well, Kashish, I wonder if you have thoughts for the administration, what they could do at this point in the semester that would help.
I mean, I think that the pass-fail option that they provided was awesome. Like, I'm really, really happy that they were able to do that. I honestly prefer that over a spring break, just because I really think that'll help people out, like, concretely with their GPAs and things like that. Obviously, I wish we could have had both, but I appreciate that they're trying to repent for taking that away from us in the first place. I guess in terms of, like, what they can be doing more, there's always more they can be doing. I think that there's a lot of people who don't have the financial aid that they should have because of COVID. Or the mental support, or the, you know, financial support. I think there's a lot more that they could be doing, and I think they need to listen to student voices a lot more.
Well, thank you, Kashish, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Davey, we've heard from so many people saying such similar things, sharing their experiences this hour. What do you think is going to happen next for this class?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a rough few weeks. They still have to get through, you know, a few more weeks of classes, finals. And then I think the next big thing will be looking at how various schools handle graduation. You know, I think for a lot of students, it's sad, unfortunate to not be able to participate in a full graduation. But again, it's another moment in which colleges are having to make sacrifices and make difficult decisions in order to, you know, hopefully keep people safe and healthy. So, you know, throughout this school year, it's just been one decision like this after another, and it's really opened up a lot of big questions about, you know, listening to students and making decisions that are representative for, you know, broad sections of students versus, you know, just making a decision and going with it.
Yeah. And have you heard any response to the mental health concerns that we've heard expressed about it taking months to get an appointment?
Yeah, I actually posed that to UW-Madison, and they told me that there isn't a wait time for a lot of their mental health services. I know that they have virtual options and, you know, other efforts that they have put into place, do at your own pace kind of mental health supports. But the challenge is it's, you know, a lot of students are already worn out from sitting in front of a computer for hours on end, and, you know, engaging with, you know, things online. So I have heard from students that it's just not something that they think will be helpful. But it really is a big challenge. UW system in particular has seen a huge increase just in a few years in terms of demand for their counseling services.
Yes.
And the next budget, they're asking for more money for stuff like that.
Yes, we will continue to follow this. Davey Shastri with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.